Texte numéro 111. The Guardian View on Brexit and the Economy. Time to face facts. There must come a time when the cost of Brexit is recognised by a British government, but that day is not imminent. Even when the economy and migration are two of the most prominent topics of debate, a realistic account of the European dimension to those issues is taboo for Conservatives who still wear their epic policy folly as a badge of honour. The value of sterling dropped as soon as markets received the referendum verdict in June 2016 and has not recovered. Trade with Britain's nearest and richest neighbours has been sabotaged by withdrawal from the EU customs union and single market. Brexit evangelists made improbable promises of compensation for the loss of frictionless borders with Europe via free trade deals worldwide. The US was the most eagerly anticipated partner. That hasn't happened. There are no talks in Washington to make it happen. The real political imperative, keeping Britain out of the single market, was not trade but immigration. Ending free movement of labour was an axiomatic requirement for taking back control of the borders. Now Britain faces labour shortages, which limits business expansion, harms productivity, and constrains growth. Choking off legal migration routes has brought no political dividend for the Tories. The party's right wing is still obsessed with border control, focusing on small boat crossings and vilifying refugees for daring to seek asylum in the UK. Tory Euroscepticism is an unstable coalition of free trading liberals and cultural nationalists, with the latter dictating the tone of debate and the speed of flight from economic reality. A hunt for scapegoats when the project fails to fulfil its utopian promises is intrinsic to nationalism. That is the grim path down which Mr. Sunak's party is descending. Another cycle of budget austerity will hasten the descent. Cuts to services, on top of rising living costs, will degrade the public realm and cause anger that the Tories will address by means of cynical deflection, blaming anyone but themselves. Mr. Sunak is trapped. He cannot give an honest appraisal of the nation's economic predicament, since doing so would mean abandoning vacuous rhetoric around Brexit opportunities, recognising instead that Britain's severance from EU markets is a wound that needs healing. Austerity 1 meant business investment was slow to return to pre-crash levels. However, it was frozen after the referendum, before taking a COVID-sized hit. The upshot is that leaving the EU has caused long-term scarring to the country's productive capacity and competitiveness. Economic decline stokes political volatility, which makes recovery harder. That vicious cycle will be broken when Britain has a Prime Minister who is willing to deal in facts about Brexit and set pernicious fictions aside. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.